And let's go on to our next item. There's a motion in defense of Asian and Asian American communities against racism and xenophobia. Tom Voorhees is presenting. Tom, would you like to read your motion?
I don't have it right in front of me, and I haven't had any sleep for more than 24 hours. If somebody else could read it, I would appreciate it.
Okay.
Alex, this is your secretary.
Would you like to read it, Helena?
Absolutely.
Okay. Go ahead.
Okay, here we go. This is a motion in defense of Asian and Asian American communities against racist attacks and xenophobia. Whereas there have been escalating attacks on Asians and Asian Americans in the United States, including mass shootings as well as physical and verbal attacks. Whereas former President Trump's rhetoric blaming China for the pandemic caused by the COVID-19 virus has contributed to anti-Asian sentiment in this country. Whereas there is a long history in the U.S. of systemic discrimination and racist legislation that has excluded Asians from citizenship and human rights. Whereas the growing economic crisis has been used by racist and fascist forces, to blame immigrants, including Asians. Whereas this has been combined with a constant negative coverage of China in the media, with both Democrats and Republicans supporting the military encirclement of China in a growing trade war, which could lead to a military conflict between two nuclear powers. Whereas China bashing has led to growing xenophobia and the blaming of Asians and Asian Americans for the economic crisis in the United States. And whereas Pacifica's mission is, quote, in radio broadcasting operations to engage in any activity that shall contribute to a lasting understanding between nations and between the individuals of all nations, races, creeds, and colors to gather and disseminate information on the causes of conflict between any and all of such groups and through any and all means compatible with the purposes of this corporation to promote the study of political and economic problems and of the causes of religious, philosophical, and racial antagonisms, end quote. Therefore, resolved that the Pacifica National Board condemns the attacks on the Asian community and Asian people in the United States and opposes China bashing and xenophobia by politicians of both parties and will actively seek to provide a platform for the voices of Asians and Asian Americans who are organizing to defend their communities and educate the public about these issues.
Okay, can we have a second?
Second, Turner.
Okay.
Lawrence on the stack.
So,
Ron on the stack.
Okay.
Thomas to the stack.
Okay, I'll take a stack. Ron.
No, Lawrence. Lawrence asked for the stack first, and I have my hand raised.
Okay. Then Lawrence, then Ron, then I think I heard Thomas.
Yes.
Okay. Go ahead, Lawrence.
Okay. So I think what I would like to ask for is a unanimous vote from this board. No one in opposition. And the other thing I would like to ask, we also passed a motion on Mumia, and that hasn't been posted on the website, hasn't been transmitted. So I think these are actionable items, and they should be posted on the website stating our position against this kind of systemic racism that's not new. This is nothing new. There's a history of racism and hate against Asians and other people of color, and not to mention the stolen people and the people that the land was stolen from. I implore the board to vote unanimously in support of this motion, and also that it be transmitted and placed on the websites of all the stations on the KPFTX website immediately, and the IED make this an actionable item. Thank you.
Okay. Ron, you're next.
All right. I guess I want to say this, guys. That's a long statement, covers a lot of territory. And true or not, okay, true or not, that's a statement that requires dissection. We haven't had a chance to weigh in on this language. And some of that language concerns me. So, and I thought we just approved last week a statement that we would, that would represent at least initially how the PNB felt about this. And I do say initially, because, you know, further statement is warranted. But I would like the opportunity, I would like for the board to have the opportunity to weigh in on this language before we approve this. Okay? That's all I'm asking. And
Ron, are you asking that we postpone consideration of this until, say, the next meeting when we've had a chance?
Yes, at least, because we meet every week, you know? So at least, you know, there may be some creative alternatives to some of the language that's being used here, you know? And we're not, listen, remember now, we're not talking to ourselves. We're talking to the nation. And the nation has varying points of view on all of this. And yes, we are there. We are to educate them. Absolutely.
I think you have a valid point. I personally support this motion, but I think it would really be better if we had a chance to discuss it amongst ourselves so that we can have a unanimous vote on a final wording.
Absolutely. And it would be unanimous. I'm confident about that.
I think that would be a lot better than if we voted on this right now. And it will probably pass, but there'll be some people voting against it or abstaining. And I think it would be better if we did that.
Chair, this is Lawrence. I'd like to state my objection respectfully to Mr. Pinchback's postponement. I can understand.
Chair, I was in the start.
Excuse me.
You're right.
You still have 5 minutes.
We need a, since Mr. Pinchback has made a motion, it needs a second before we can really discuss it.
I second Ron's motion.
Okay. So we have a motion to postpone until the next meeting, postpone consideration of this item until the next meeting.
And we need 5 minutes up.
Our time is up. So we need a, if we're going to discuss this, we need a motion to extend.
I still move five more minutes.
5 minutes. Do we have a second?
Second,
Lawrence.
Okay. Any objection?
I beat you to it, Lawrence.
It's okay. It's okay.
So,
you could beat me to anything.
Okay. I'll take a stack now.
Lawrence to the stack.
Dwayne to the stack.
Ali.
Lauren, Dwayne, Ali, anybody else?
Mr. Chair, Alex, this is Thomas. I was on this previous stack.
Previous stack is gone.
Vanessa to the stack, please.
The way Robert's rules works, I'm sorry. Vanessa.
Well, then put me on the next one, please.
I did. Okay. Lawrence, go ahead.
Thank you. I would support the postponement if Mr. Pinchback respectfully was to state what language he objects to. I think the listeners and the people on the stream are listening to this and the horrific behavior towards the Asian American Pacific Islander community is something that we have to act on. So if it's because it mentions parties that are complicit with each other, that are loyal and are in opposition loyally to each other, then I could understand that, and I would. But I think if we're going to have a discussion, we should have it now, because this motion has presented itself, and it's a motion that is needed urgently. And we have passed many motions that we have gone in consent with. And if there's an objection to language, I'd like to hear it, because that would inform my vote. Thank you.
May I respond?
No. Sure. There's no crosstalk, but you can be back on the stack. I'll put you back on the stack, Ron. Dwayne is next. Dwayne?
Okay. Echoing what Lawrence has just said, and I've been around this block at least twice or three times now, and when these issues come up, it seems as though most people are silent on it. And we've had a few, as Lawrence has indicated, that it ended up being unanimous, but there are at least two or three who want to hold it back, support it, but, and then whenever you hear that but, then you know there's going to be a delay. And the problem from communities of color, and even in some of the poor Anglo areas, is that there's a fierce urgency of now, of making a statement to affect people's minds, if it will, because this is just words, and words matter. It's just taking a position, and taking a position may or may not matter, but it will cost us nothing, since we're supposed to be one of the most progressive organizations in the nation, if not the world. So I would say, let's forget the delay, and let's forget the nuances of words, and let the world know. We find this abhorrent. We support all communities of all hues, and let's just get on with it.
Ali, you're next.
Yeah, this is in response to something that was said earlier. As someone who was born in Asia, is half Asian, and has been personally affected by a lot of these current affairs, and my family has, I do want to point out that at KPFK, we did launch a new program 2 weeks ago. It's called The People with David and Femme. It has a Korean and Vietnamese host, and it is directly addressing this issue. So I would be glad to post any language that the board presents to me to put on KPFK's website, but I just did want to point out to listeners, every Saturday at 10, there's a new show directly addressing the issues, the challenges, and analyzing what's going on for those Asian Americans and Pacific Islanders. Thank you.
Okay. Thomas, you're next.
Yes. Well, I wouldn't actually vote against. Can you hear me?
Yeah. Yes.
The language is a little spotty in my estimation. I'd offer a couple of things. For example, it doesn't mention sex workers and the fact that they were targeted in Atlanta. Sex workers that are ostracized, that have their own marginalization due to that.
Chair.
Just a minute.
Point of order.
The Bidens.
Hold on. We have a point. What is your point of order?
That is completely out of order. That is completely out of order. That is mainstream misinformation propaganda that has been put out to excuse the behavior of the person that it's
not out of order.
I'm basing it on Democracy Now. I know it's a couple of, it's about a week old.
Allowed to argue why he believes, why he's arguing for either for the postponement or, I'm not sure which one he's arguing for actually.
I'm arguing for the fact that it's missing some language that I think would make it more accurate. Like I said, I wouldn't vote against it, but it could be stronger if it talked about, the sex worker attack. It mentions Trump, but doesn't mention the Biden administration's ratcheting up or taking back up Obama's shift to Asia, which is a bipartisan anti-China campaign that is not just anti-Asian, but anti-socialist, anti-communist. They'll use anyone who is Asian in that regard to assist their agenda, whether it's the Falun Gong or Vietnamese emigres or Tibetan, now the Xinjiang issue is being used to bash China. My understanding is attacks against Asians have not just been against Chinese or Chinese Americans, but South Asians, in Portland, and very often it was in the guise of anti-Muslim, sentiment. So, I'm just saying there's a lot of things going on that, this, motion doesn't account for.
Okay.
I'll leave it at that.
Chair, we used up our second 5 minutes.
We used up our second. I think we'll need another 5 minutes on this. Somebody want to extend time for five minutes?
Move to extend by five.
Okay. Do we have a second?
A second, Vanessa.
Okay. Are there any objections? Okay. Vanessa, you're next.
Okay. So in terms of the point that Ron made, I also thought there was another motion that was recently passed last week. I remember something. So I have no problems supporting this one, but I don't understand why we're now putting forth another resolution. It's an important issue. There's no doubt about that. There's absolutely not. So I'd love someone to address that. I thought we just voted on this last week. So I don't know what the difference is between the one last week and the one today. However, in terms of postponement, it's not perfect to me either. I won't say what, you know, there are some things that I don't like, but I think Dwayne really summed it up well. There is a fierce urgency of now when you have people just being attacked, for who they are, how they were born, something completely outside of all of our control, that's now, gotten to this sort of epidemic proportion. We need to use our voice, our collective voice, to say as much as can be said, and I don't think it's not going to be perfect. I'm not sure it'll ever be perfect. Whatever resolution somebody's going to always say, we should have said something more, something less. I don't know. But I am concerned about the paralysis of analysis. And so I support it as is, as imperfect as it is. I think it's good enough.
And okay. Ron?
Okay. All I'm saying, guys, is that I have confidence in y'all, okay, that if given the opportunity to come up with some appropriate language, and I say appropriate, meaning acceptable to, to the body, without being, like I said, we just haven't had a chance to look at this. Okay? Yeah, and that's a very comprehensive statement. You got to read it. It's a very comprehensive statement. A lot of stuff, not a lot of stuff. All of it is accurate. But what is it saying? But the things are left out. This is what I mean. It concerns me that a black man has become the poster child of this issue. Okay? It concerns me. I think we need to find a way to address that in this statement. Okay? So all I'm saying is a 1 week for us to look at this statement, make suggestions, because this is representing the body. Make suggestions, whether they're accepted or not. We do the process. We go through it. We vote on it. But at the end of the day, it's a statement that we all have agreed on. Okay? More importantly, that we've all participated in crafting. So that's all I'm saying, guys. I'm talking about a week. I ain't talking about a month. Thank you.
Okay, I want to say something here. We passed a motion last week. That motion was just a very simple statement about expressing our opposition to the violence against Asians and Asian Americans. This motion obviously is a lot more involved, and it includes a lot of what I would call political analysis. And I mean, it should be obvious that when you start putting political analysis into a motion, there will be a lot more controversy and discussion. So I don't think it's unreasonable to wish to have some time to discuss it, think about it. If we're going to have a lot of political analysis in it, however you feel about whatever the analysis is right now. So in that sense, I am sympathetic with Ron's desire to postpone this until we've had a chance to go through all this language. I don't think anybody should feel that if they're supporting postponing this, that they're somehow shunning their duties to stand up against anti-Asian violence. So, if there's no further discussion, I'd like to let's go to a vote on the motion to postpone.
Dwayne can stack.
Chair, we used up our 5 minutes, and we're about 45 minutes behind overall on the agenda.
Okay, so let's go to a vote. Madam Recording Secretary, could you please take the roll on the motion to postpone consideration until the next meeting?
Can somebody explain what a yes or no represents?
A yes means we are postponing this consideration of this motion until our next meeting, and hopefully in the interval, people will get together and discuss this and come up with a motion that either we can all support, or if some of us can't support it, at least at least it'll be clear.
When is that going to happen?
The motion is to postpone until the next meeting. So whenever the next meeting.
No, I said, when is it going to happen that the language would be agreed upon 7 days from now if nobody's meeting?
Well, that doesn't prevent anyone from, having discussions by email about the motion.
Anyway. Right. Okay. Moving forward.
Okay.
Okay. Can we go to a vote on this, please?
Yes. Chris Corey.
Abstain.
Abstain. Okay. Vanessa Mason Briggs.
Pass.
Pass. Okay. Lyndon Foley.
No.
A no. Heather Gray.
No.
A no. Julie Hewitt.
Pass.
Pass. Let's see. Sabrina Jacobs.
Yes, to postpone.
Yes. Okay. Wally James.
No.
A no. Dwayne Lark.
No.
Okay. A no. Ali Lexa.
Abstain.
You say abstain?
That's correct.
Okay. Thomas O'Rourke.
I vote yes.
Yes. Jim Osborne.
Pass.
Pass. Ron Pinchback.
Yes.
Yes. Ralph Pointer. Ralph Pointer?
Yes.
Thank you. Sandra Rawline?
Abstain.
Abstains. Okay. Lawrence Reyes?
This is a delay tactic. Hell no.
So you are voting which? Lawrence?
I'm voting no for the delay.
You're voting no. Okay, thank you. James Sagerton?
Yes.
Rhodes, yes. I'm sorry, Sean Rhodes?
Yes.
Rhodes, yes. Andrea Turner?
Abstain Andrea? Right now.
Abstains. Yeah. Beth Von Gunton?
Yes.
Votes yes. Tom Voorhees?
No.
Votes no.
Madam Secretary, did you change mine to pass?
Andrea?
Yes.
Okay, that was Andrea Turner is passing. Let's go back.
Madam Secretary, can you confirm Dwayne Lark's vote?
Dwayne Lark, voted no.
That's correct. Thank you.
Okay, we have, let's go back to the passes. Vanessa Dixon Briggs?
No.
Vote to no. Okay. Julie Hewitt?
No.
Votes no. Abstain. Jim Osborne.
Abstain.
Abstains. Andrea Turner.
No.
Votes no. Okay, we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 yeses. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 no's. Alex, do you wish to vote?
I'm not voting.
Okay, we will call that an abstention. So we have 7 yeses and 9 no's, so the motion to postpone for 1 week fails.
Okay, so now we vote on the motion now.
Chair, request for information.
What is your request for information?
Can you ask if there are any objections to the main motion?
I believe there are, but I will ask. Are there any objections to the main motion?
Yes.
Okay, let's go to a vote.
Unfortunate. Okay. Chris Corey.
Pass.
Pass. Vanessa Dixon Briggs.
Please forgive me. What is the main motion?
On the motion to condemn violence against
the actual resolution. Yes.
Yes. Lyndon Foley.
Yes.
Yes. Heather Gray.
I'm sorry. Yes. Yes. Thank you.
Okay. Julie Hewitt.
Yes.
Yes. Sabrina Jacobs.
Abstain.
Abstains. Okay. Wally James.
Yes.
Yes. Dwayne Lark.
Of course, yes.
Yes. Ali Lexa.
Yes.
Yes. Thomas O'Rourke.
Yes.
Yes. Jim Osborne.
Pass.
Pass. Okay. Ron Pinchback.
I vote yes.
Yes. Ralph Pointer.
I don't know the main motion. I lost you for a minute there. Could someone read the main motion?
Let's read the main motion since maybe you're not the only one who's not clear about it. Paulina, do you want to read it again?
It's a bit long. Would you like me to read all the whereases? I mean, I can. Absolutely. Or I can just read the resolution.
I think the whereases are
where we got stuck in the first place, right?
Are the controversial parts.
Absolutely. That's correct.
The resolving clauses.
All right. Okay. Whereas there have been escalating attacks on Asians and Asian Americans in the United States, including mass shootings as well as physical and verbal attacks. Whereas former President Trump's rhetoric blaming China for the pandemic caused by the COVID-19 virus has contributed to anti-Asian sentiment in this country. Whereas there is a long history in the United States of systemic discrimination and racist legislation that has excluded Asians from citizenship and human rights. Whereas the growing economic crisis has been used by racist and fascist forces to blame immigrants, including Asians, whereas this has been combined with a constant negative coverage of China in the media, with both Democrats and Republicans supporting the military encirclement of China in the growing trade war, which could lead to a military conflict between two nuclear powers, whereas China bashing has led to growing xenophobia and the blaming of Asians and Asian Americans for the economic crisis in the United States, whereas Pacifica's mission is, quote, in radio broadcasting operations, to engage in any activity that shall contribute to a lasting understanding between nations and between the individuals of all nations, races, creeds, and colors, to gather and disseminate information on the causes of conflict between any and all of such groups, and through any and all means compatible with the purposes of this corporation, to promote the study of political and economic problems and of the causes of religious, philosophical, and racial antagonisms, end quote. Therefore resolved, or be it resolved, that the Pacifica National Board condemns the attacks on the Asian community and Asian people in the United States and opposes China bashing and xenophobia by politicians of both parties and will actively seek to provide a platform for the voices of Asians and Asian Americans who are organizing to defend their communities and educate the public about these issues.
Okay, let's return to the vote. I think, Ralph, it was your turn to vote, I think.
Yes, Ralph?
Yes, with reservations.
Okay.
Sandra Rawline.
I vote yes.
Yes. Lawrence Reyes. Lawrence?
Yes, I vote yes, and that's those who abstain to change their vote.
Can you please just answer yes or no?
Yes, I'm sorry, Chair. I just wanted to.
Yeah. Okay, Sean Rhodes.
Yes.
Yes. James Sagerton.
Yes.
Yes. Andrea Turner.
Yes.
Yes. Beth Van Gunten. Beth? Beth?
Yes, with reservations.
Okay.
Let me just explain. When we're voting, it's not a time to editorialize. We just want to know how you're voting. It's a yes or no or abstain.
Okay. Tom Voorhees.
Tom votes yes.
Okay. Chris Corey, you passed the first time.
Yes, I'll vote yes.
Yes. Thomas O'Rourke, you passed.
No, I voted yes.
Yes.
You did. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, I misread. Jim Osborne is the one who passed.
Unmute. I'll vote yes.
Okay. We have one abstention. Sabrina, would you care to reconsider your abstention?
No.
That's out of order.
My apology. Yeah,
that's out of order. That's correct.
Okay.
Did you confirm my vote? This is Ron.
Yes. Yes. I have you as a yes. At this point, we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19 yes votes and one abstention. Alex, would you care to vote?
I'll vote yes.
We have 20 yes votes and 0 no votes.
Okay.
Alex, this is Heather. Just quickly, I'm just wanting to thank everyone so much for this. as someone who's also lived in Asia, I just so appreciate the wording of the resolution as well. Thank you. Thank you.
Chair, point of personal privilege. This is Chris.
Chris, what is your point?
I just would like to inquire who wrote that motion, who drafted that?
Tom Voorhees submitted it. You'd have to ask Tom.
Tom, who drafted that motion?
It was a compilation of several people.
Okay. Well, I was just going to share my appreciation for it, but I guess since that's going to nobody, never mind.
Alex, it could be going to all of them, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Tom, thank them, Tom. Thank you.
It sounds a little bit like KPFA's local station boards.
Alex, the parliamentarian, would like to speak.
Mr. Tatum, yes.
When this kind of situation comes around again, I wanted the board to know that when you amend a resolution like this, you have to amend the resolving clauses first. And then after you finish with the resolving clauses, then you can go back to the whereas clauses, because the whereas clauses depend on what the resolving clauses say. Mm-hmm. So the resolving clauses are first, and then you go back and do the whereas clauses. Thank you, Alex, for letting me say
that. Okay. Mr. Chair, did we amend anything? Did we amend anything on this motion?
There was no amendment.
No, there were no amendments, but I'm talking about the next time you get a resolution.
Well, for clarification.
Right. Chair, a point of personal privilege, Vanessa.
Vanessa, what is your point of personal privilege?
I beseech my P&B colleagues to please, when you do resolutions, to please, if we can, try to leave our personal politics out of the resolution and just stick to the issue. I personally do not appreciate, I am offended by the conflation of Democrats and Republicans. Black women have had a large influence on the Democratic Party, which has done a lot for Black people. I do not appreciate the conflation of those two parties. So I'm willing to support this one because it's so important. I put my personal feelings aside in support of the greater issue. But if in the future people could please leave their personal politics out of resolutions, then it might be easier for everyone to feel completely comfortable supporting them.
Well, this is, Vanessa, this is why I was saying if we're going to have a motion that includes some political analysis, it really warrants a much fuller discussion than we were able to have tonight.
Understood.
May I add briefly, can you spell Dixiecrat? And I'll let it go with that.
What is that supposed to mean?
That means that the Democratic Party historically, going back to Roosevelt.
Dude, don't try to talk to me.
Going back to Roosevelt has passed negative.
In your opinion, keep it to yourself.
Including the New Deal.
Don't tell me what I don't know, especially as a black person. How many years have you been black, dude? 87
years black in America. And 75 of them as a
We have different opinions. Keep
it's
yours
okay
to yourself.
To have
Thank
different
you.
Opinions.
Not interested in your opinion.
The chair, could the chair, in your opinion.
Mr. Chair, Dwayne Lark.
Chair, you're muted.
Okay. Is he still muted?
Yes. Looks like he is, yes.
Well, let me take 30 seconds. The fact that I appreciate both of the deliveries and the exchange, and I believe that's what a progressive group does. Certainly, I've been black for 61 years in this country, but I do live in 2021, and I noticed that the Republicans Party had something to do with freeing slaves, and the Democratic Party had something to do with the civil rights legislation and other things. So I'm going to live about what you do for me lately as opposed to what you did to me years ago. And thank you for the privilege.
Then Biden should not have become president.
Then Biden should not have become president. Come on, my brothers and sisters. There's a big point issue here. And if somebody has an exception,
come on, guys. You know what? Hold on. Stop.
Okay. We have to get, okay. The next item on the agenda is the report from the IED. Lydia, you have the floor. Lydia? Okay.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you now.
Okay, the system must have muted me. So I am, the listeners may not know, but Anyel Fields, who was the general manager at KPFK, operations director prior to that for several years, so associated with the station for years, got an opportunity that he couldn't turn down at KCRW. And so he left us, and we continue to wish him well. In his place in the interim, as an interim general manager, I appointed Mo Thomas and from WPFW. And Mo was gracious enough to step in at a time when the general manager at WPFW had to take a leave, and he did a magnificent job as an interim general manager at WPFW. So I had some other candidates that I did consider, and at the end of the day, Mo seemed to be the one that would be best suited for this moment at KPFK as interim general manager. And of course, he's a man wearing various hats. He has a illustrious history at ABC. He's won, I think it's 3 Emmys. And he is also extraordinary when it comes to some of the technical broadcast aspects of our radio broadcasting, as he did with television at ABC. And so he has also helped us out at KPFT recently, and now he's on his way back for his second vaccination to DC. And I do want to thank all of the, you know, the directors at WPFW and the general manager for allowing us to borrow him. He will not be leaving PFW much. He's going to fly out to Los Angeles to meet with the staff, and most of it will be handled remotely, as has been the case here by Anyel during this entire, for, you know, most of our staff, because of COVID. So we've become very adapted at that kind of remote management. So, but we do want to welcome Mo to one more station in the Pacifica family. Thank you. And I think that's my only immediate update.
Thank you, Lydia.
Jens in the stack.
Okay, can we, we're running very late, so I'd like everybody to be aware of that, and we do have a closed session still on the agenda tonight.
Vanessa to the stack.
Okay, Jim, Vanessa, go ahead.
What's the status of the insurance with respect to directors?
That's a matter for the closed session.
That's closed it.
Oh, okay.
Vanessa?
I just wanted to say really briefly, Mo did a magnificent job when the regular GM had to step aside or take a break for a while. So I am so sorry for PSW that we will be losing him, but I am so glad for, the welfare of where he would be going and the amazing job I know he will do.
Thank you.
Chair, this is Lawrence.
Has her hand.
Ron to the stack.
Okay. I heard Lawrence, then Ron.
I just want to point out that Beth had a hand raised.
Okay.
Thank you, Lawrence.
Beth, go ahead.
Yes, I have two questions for Lydia. First, thank you for announcing this. I've been waiting to hear. It's good to hear that Mr. Thomas will be flying out to meet with the staff. I would like to request that he set aside time to meet also with the board, because there has been a major omission in really just about since the beginning of my time with KPFK, in that management has failed to make itself available to the board on a very consistent basis. So I would like the opportunity to establish a good working relationship with him from the beginning. So I'd appreciate it if we could schedule that.
I think that he did mention wanting to meet with the board as well as the staff. I mean, he'll be here for a time, so before. We're kind of on borrowed time. I have a lot of folks at WPFW who don't want him away too long, which speaks to his value as a member of Pacifica. Next, someone else had a question.
I had a second question.
Uh-huh.
Could you catch us up, please, on the status of Pacifica's license renewal process, KPFK in particular? Or if we need to say this for closed session, that's okay too.
I think everything is current. John Elmella and Melody Virtue handle all that. They just finished the KPFT one, and from what I understand, everything from the stations and prior to Anyel leaving, I confirmed that everything was current. I confirmed with John and Melody, so we're good.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. Somebody else wanted to be on the stack?
That was Ron.
Ron, go ahead.
Lydia, first of all, you're going to snatch our people up out of there. You know? I just want to say to the KPFK folks, okay, that you're getting a competent person in an interim basis. As far as meeting with boards, he's met with our boards, he's been at our board meetings and things like that. I think it'll be a refreshing experience for you. But once again, I emphasize that we want him back here at PFW. Yeah. So like I said, a lot of good work, hard worker, and a good listener. No trepidation there. You guys will be able to go through with what y'all normally do and more importantly, it's about solidifying the network right now because we're in a great position, solidify some things. So, if he can come in there and help you guys, stabilize that situation or at least, feel free to talk to him about anything that you wish to talk to him about. He's that kind of person. That's all I want to say.
Yes, the LSC has moved forward with the search committee. They have elected their committee already, so they had given me a timeline of 3 months that they felt they could find provide a pool for a general manager. So yes, I know I have to give him back.
Lawrence to the stack chair.
Okay. Go ahead, Lawrence.
I just want to say that, we're not only gaining more, but more is gaining a very hardworking staff at KPFK, that have done, yeoman's work, in spite of the challenges that we have. So I just don't want anybody to think that we're unstable or something like that. We are hardworking and we're just, struggling right now, but we will overcome. So I just want to recognize our staff, cause they are very hardworking, very talented. Thank you.
Okay. I think we should go on to the next report from our interim CFO, Anita Sims.
I'll be Anita. Very quick. I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. And I'll be very brief. We did report to the audit committee on Monday. George and I, and essentially George provided an update of the material that the auditors now had, which is the draft financials, trial balance, budget, legal information, org charts, minutes, anything of that nature essentially has been done. We are kind of on a holding pattern and also doing some reconciliation. Wrapping up everything on 2019 and have staff ready for the 2020. And that is my report. Be happy to answer any questions.
Okay. Again, I want to remind everyone we're running very late and we have a full session still coming up.
Well, a quick question for Anita.
Go ahead.
Yes, sir.
Can you talk about the audit situation, because some of our listeners may be apprised of some of that, but you know where we are right now and what our prospects are. Can we talk about that?
As far as completion, or
yes,
I mean we still feel good about the April 30th deadline, and that is what we're moving ahead with. We're also very well prepared and ready. As soon as we finish that, we'll move into the 2020. We were very involved with that, so that should go even smoother and even quicker, we think, than the June 30th deadline.
Okay, so as far as you know, as far as what's been happening and what's on the ground, what's in paperwork, the audits will be completed, you know, definitely, by July, which means that the network, will be current, on its audits.
Yes, but the 2019, what I'm saying is we feel good and the auditors do also to have it ready by the end of this month, the end of April.
Right.
So keep in mind, I have added some current staff to this project. So we have a senior controller, Vicki Clark, and Julia Kennard as controller. Tamara, of course, is still helping, and, of course, George and Ann and myself.
And would it be fair to say that the network will be current estimated no later than August?
I mean, I think, yes.
As far as audits are concerned and the reporting requirements.
Correct. And I don't mind telling you, we released the, at the same time, the February financial statements. Those went out. They have gone out to general managers and business managers. So, I mean, with so many areas, we are current, if you will. It's just getting over the hurdle of the 2019.
Thank you, Miller. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Okay. Let's move on to our next item. And I think the next thing is an announcement from Lawrence Reyes.
Thank you, Chair. So I just want to make an announcement, and I'd like to thank the following directors for signing on to the proposed amendment to the Pacific Articles of Incorporation. And I also like to thank LSP member Everett Jacobson for coming up and presenting to the Governance Committee this article, this amendment. I'd like to thank James Sagerton, Ralph Pointer, Bev Van Gutten, Dwayne Lark, Heather Gray, and Thomas O'Rourke, and myself for signing on. We have more than six directors. So the proposed article was appropriately sent to the secretary to be noticed beginning the clock starts, I believe, tonight for the 30 days on this okay. proposed amendment. Thank you. So that's the only announcement I have.
Okay, so to follow up, this means that cards have to be created announcing that there is another proposed bylaw. This is not a bylaw. This is an Articles of Incorporation amendment. And this has to go on the Pacifica website, and cards have to be played on each of the stations.
Mr. Chair, this is your secretary.
Yes.
For the bylaws, I received this bylaws amendment. So as of the date of receipt, I believe the notice period starts. I forwarded the amendment received to our National Election Supervisor. I believe she would be in charge of creating those cards.
Okay. And we will have to, after 30 days, I believe, we will have to schedule a vote by the National Board on the amendment. And then after the National Board votes, then it goes to the local station boards, and then it goes to the membership. This would actually be another referendum.
Ron to the stack.
Vanessa to the stack.
Okay, I'm only
this is a request for information.
Yeah, if you have questions, that's fine.
Okay. So, are you recognizing the chair?
Yeah, Ron, I heard.
Okay, sorry.
I have a question, Vanessa, please go ahead, please.
No, I just wanted to ask, Lawrence, I literally just saw the email, with the names of the directors, and so, I was trying to add my name to the list. I don't know how it occurred. If it's not appropriate to do that, fine. If it is, I would love my name added. But, thank you all for doing this.
Thank you, Vanessa. I did reach out to you, because you were one of the first people I reached out to. I texted you. I can have that conversation later. Yeah.
Okay.
You can add more directors. It's not a problem.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you, Jeff.
Ron?
No, I don't have any comment at this time. Thanks.
Okay. Well, that's it. That was just an announcement. And, Lawrence, I think you had a motion to propose about a meeting.
Yes, Chair. So I submitted a motion, to set a special meeting for April the 15th for the Pacifica National Board, to address voting on the proposed, significant changes to the bylaws that were submitted by a group called New Day Pacifica. April 15th is the request for a special meeting.
Okay. Does anybody have any? I mean, we have to meet according to the timeline. We have to meet before April
24th.
Yeah. So April 15th sounds like a good date. Does anybody have any other ideas or any objections to that?
Point of order.
What is the point of order?
Could either you or Mr. Reyes clarify that deadline and the reason for it? I missed it.
Well, we have an
agreement.
There's an agreement between Pacifica's legal counsel and the lawyer for the people bringing this referendum, and they worked out a timeline.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay.
I do have one quick question.
Yes, Ron.
Lawrence, this is to you. You say that cards are to be played regarding the motion that you're submitting. That's what I'm not clear about.
It's not a motion. It's an It's a proposed amendment to our Articles of Incorporation, which is, that's even a bigger hurdle to amend than the bylaws. So.
Okay, alright, but we're being asked to run carts at the same time that we're running carts for, regarding
correct.
The referendum.
That's correct.
Okay, and we're going to be at some point running carts about our upcoming election.
That's correct as well.
Okay, all right, thank you.
I understand the problems, but this is our bylaws.
Alex?
Yeah.
It's Arthur Schwartz. Can I just say the,
yeah,
carts,
Arthur.
The New Day carts end April 7th.
End April 7th? Mm-hmm. All of them?
That's the membership.
Thank you, Arthur.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right. So we need a, I didn't hear any objection and we don't actually need a motion. I just wanted to see if there's any, if there was consensus on that. So we'll be posting a meeting then for April 15th to vote on the proposed rewrite of the Pacifica bylaws. Okay. Now we have a bunch of committee reports. What I would like to do is, unless there's an urgent motion from any of the committees, I would like to adjourn so that we could go into closed session. Is anybody aware of any urgent motions?
Chad, this is Lawrence. I'd like to, make a motion that we continue committee reports to our next meeting, that we postpone them to the next meeting and we adjourn to go into closed session.
Chair, this is James. May I be recognized?
Yes, James.
I'd like to second that motion.
Okay. Are there any objections? Okay. So
this is Lyndon. I have a question, a point of information. If we do a continuance, does that mean that my motion gets taken up after we do the committee reports?
If we're going to continue the open session, yes. And that, I guess that's the motion, is to continue the open session at a later date. Well, let's pick a date then. Shall we resume next Thursday?
I'm amenable. To that, if I could get the word out, I'm a memo to that.
Okay, so we'll just schedule a continuation of the open session for next Thursday, and hopefully that'll be a quick meeting. Well, we'll see. I know.
We are committed. I don't know where, but I don't know what we should be committed to, but we are definitely committed.
Okay.
Sardonic laughter is not allowed.
Okay, so is there, so we need a second for that. We had a second. Are there any objections to having a continuation meeting of the open session next Thursday and adjourning and going immediately to the closed session? Okay, so we are, going to go to the closed session. Let's take a 3-minute break and then I'll see you all in closed session.